Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
During the first week in November, civil society gathered in a social pre-COP on climate change in Venezuela, the first worldwide public consultation, proposing governments to sit together with the world's civil society to set the basis of an alliance between peoples and governments facing the threat that climate change poses. With me, I have Maruška Mileta from Friends of the Earth Europe. Maruška, you participated in these talks. Could you please tell me about these events in Venezuela? What was the aim of the social COP?
Yes, so I was present at this November's meeting, which was the main event. But there was also a preparation event in July, where civil society and social movements drafted a people's declaration with their demands and where they articulated a vision for a social justice-based response to climate change and the world we want. So it was truly a space for civil society and social movements, which was created by the Venezuelan government. And this is the first event like this, which kind of hasn't happened before, that the government has opened this space on equal terms to civil society and social movements to hear their voices. There was criticism towards the event because, unfortunately, for logistical reasons, there were lacking voices from Africa and Asia. But in spite of that, I think that there was finally a space created to recognize that people need to be put before the interest of corporations and profit, and that there has been some kind of precedent set after this. But of course, the process can and should be better in participation of different representatives from all the regions. And in this November's event, the declaration, which was drafted in July, was discussed further in order to be, in the end, the demands of the people presented to environmental ministers and heads of delegations from around 30 countries. So over the course of the first 2 days, we discussed the civil society and social movements. And then in the end, the Venezuelan government, who chaired the session, they drafted this document, kind of summary of our discussions. And then 10 representatives of civil society and social movements presented our demands to the governments. And those demands were that we reject false solutions to the climate crisis, which won't keep us below 1.5 degrees of warming. Strongly rejected were corporate power and the overbearing dominance of corporations on climate processes, as well as the increasing criminalization of social protests, especially in Global South. And then also what was discussed was historical responsibility of rich developed nations for the climate crisis and their fair share in tackling it, and that we need an equitable and effective global agreement in 2015, which is in line with justice principles.
And generally, how do you think the talks and the discussions went among civil society? Was it hard to reach a consensus?
I think in the end there was consensus. Of course, as we come all from very different backgrounds and regions and context, we had, of course, different discussions. But in the end, we had the agreement on these demands, and it was a really, really strong message sent from civil society and social movements to world governments. And it was also an important movement-building element, especially for Latin America, I would say.
The written draft that was presented from the social movements to the ministers, I was just wondering if you, because you talked about this content, but how has it been received?
We chose 10 representatives who each delivered a specific message to the ministers during a closed session at the end of the event. The responses were probably as from the governments as anticipated. French government did say that they are considering to organize a social pre-COP in Paris next year as well. We don't know how this will look like and how the process will be, It will probably be very if it is organized, very different than process in Venezuela. Don't know if they will be so open to participation and how the narrative will be framed. So we have to be careful about that.
But what are your hopes for the future, for Lima and for next year?
I really hope that we won't go back. That's my first hope in the progress at the climate talks. But for me personally, this next one and a half years until Paris, I think it's crucial for our movement to really increase its power, to mobilize even more people all over the world for the climate justice movement, and to show the governments that we have the numbers and to put even more pressure on them. Because without doing the homework, let's say, at home before the climate talks, then, of course, nothing probably will be achieved at the climate talks, as then it's already done. So we have to start, if we haven't yet, to start really doing the work now in our national countries, in our regions.
That was Maruška Miletta from Friends of the Earth Europe.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.